Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. It is the final segment of today's show. Now, I want to be clear. Nick Saban is arguably the greatest college football coach of all time. Obviously, Tom Osborne is in this conversation. You can throw other guys out there as well. Bear Bryant, Newt Rockne, etc. Some of these other guys. Okay. So I want to preface this, what I'm about to say, because I'm going to chat about Nick Saban's NIL hypocrisy here in a second. But I want to preface it that I got nothing but respect for one of the greatest to ever do it. And he's got nothing to prove to anybody ever again in his lifetime, including me. But this is my show, so here are my thoughts. So Nick Saban, we're just going to read through a little bit of this article, okay, per Alabama Fan Nation. So ex-Alabama head coach Nick Saban has endorsed the idea of sharing revenue directly with college football players and other NCAA athletes when speaking to a panel that including U.S. senators focused on NIL issues in Washington. Now, this was a few weeks ago, okay? If you've listened to my show, I've been trying to get this in for quite a while, but the show is always so loaded. Okay, and you can check out all the stuff that I do here on 93.7 The Ticket, theticket.com. You can check out CarrickerChronicles.com and Carricker Chronicles on YouTube as well. But, and I quote, "If we had some sort of revenue-sharing propositions that did not make student-athlete employees, I think that may be the long-term solution," end quote, Saban said to a panel led by Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. I understand. We're trying to find ways to play student-athletes without making them employees. But let's be honest. We're just playing stupid if we don't realize they're basically employees. I know what NIL is supposed to do, but we all know what it's actually doing. It's paying them to basically make them employees, even though it's supposed to be name, image, and likeness, and they're not directly supposed to be getting paid in some certain ways. Okay, but I digress. Here goes Saban again. "You could create a better quality of life for student-athletes. You could still emphasize development. You could still create brand and athletic development with a system like that, and it would be unequal. It would be equal in all institutions," end quote. Saban added, "You couldn't raise more money at one school to create a competitive advantage than at another. Ever since NIL was introduced at college football and other sports nearly 3 years ago, the NCAA has remained largely unable to enforce a single set of rules, with individual states taking the lead on their own legislation, resulting in confusion among coaches, schools, and other personnel involved in the practice." He said, and I quote, "We have collectives that in some places are raising huge amounts of money and going to compete against places that do not have the same resources to raise those kinds of funds to pay players," end quote. Okay, and here's some of his final quotes that I actually underlined. And I quote, "You have a pay-for-play system," like when you pay somebody to work, that's basically known as an employee. "Okay, and a free agency system that has no guidelines, so there's no competitive balance. I think there's going to be a lot of places that will say that, and we'll create a caste system where the rich get richer and the poor will get poorer, and eventually fans will look at it and say, I don't really want to watch this game," end quote. I don't think fans are going to say that. Whether you like NIL or not, it's here. People have accepted it. Same thing with the transfer portal. Whether you like it or not, it's here. People have accepted it. Okay, now you got to keep in mind, Saban basically said one of the major reasons he retired and left the game of college football after an illustrious career was because of NIL. He would meet with players, and, you know, much like an employee, they would be like, well, how much do you think I can make next year? Now, he's old school, and I respect that. He wants to focus on developing players, and they ultimately get paid in the NFL. That's what he's done for years, and that's been his model. And he even said to his wife, I don't think we can do that anymore here at Alabama. Now, this is the same guy who flat out said that Jimbo Fisher and Texas A&M bought their recruiting class, which has since fallen apart, but at the time was the number one recruiting class in college football history of all time, number one of all time, not just that year. He basically said they bought and paid for the recruiting class. Didn't work out so well for Fisher or A&M, but nobody knew that at the time. It's kind of like Saban was used to doing it a certain way. He sees that that's not the way he can do it anymore. Maybe, and this is crazy to me, to complain about some universities and some programs having an advantage over another, you would think Alabama would be one of those universities.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And so for him to talk about everyone should be equal, that kind of surprised me. It's great in theory, and he's right. It is the wild, wild west when it comes to the NIL, when it comes to the transfer portal. It is beyond the wild west. He's not wrong in any of that. But the impression that I got was that he felt like Alabama couldn't keep up with these other schools, which I find hard to believe. But he kept coming back to the equality thing. And if you're a school that can have an advantage over other schools, you're not going to care about equality. You're only going to care about equality if you can't keep up with everyone else. And so it's like what he had done for so long, which is focus on developing players who didn't get paid that much, and then they go to the NFL and make money. He didn't feel like he could do that anymore. He didn't feel like, apparently, Alabama could keep up with these other schools, which I still find mind-blowing as far as NIL and bringing in transfer portal players and getting high school players to commit to Alabama. He felt like it couldn't work anymore. And basically, it almost came across like, because of that, he was against college players being paid and making them employees, which is essentially what they are. Whether that's inside the actual guidelines right now or not, everyone knows that's what they are. It's like he was against that, which here's where the hypocrisy comes in. This is a man who's made millions and millions of dollars, rightfully so, because he's great at what he does, but then had an issue when the athletes had the opportunity to do the same thing because he felt like he couldn't keep up with it rather than adjust to the curve. And the man's in his 70s. He has nothing to prove. He doesn't have to stay. I just, had he walked away for a different reason or not said these things, I would have felt differently. But to me, it came across a little bit hypocritical, like I'm going to make millions, but not everybody should, and everybody should be treated equal because Alabama may not be able to keep up financially with bringing in these recruits, which shocks me to this day. And I may be wrong in that, but I don't know why he would keep bringing up that equality thing otherwise. And so for me, it just kind of struck me as one of the greatest of all time, who doesn't have to prove anything to anyone in his 70s, but who didn't walk away from the game of football. He's still going to be on game day. He clearly doesn't want to be done with the game, okay, of football. It just kind of didn't make sense to me. It came across a little hypocritical, in my opinion. But all due respect, those are just my thoughts, my opinion. That's what I give here on the Character Chronicles. So one last question from a fan. I want to give a shout-out to Robert Grunder. He said, talking about fullback touchdowns, going back to the Zach Wiegert interview. If you missed that, go back and check it out. Joe Hutmaker, if you missed that interview, go back and check it out. If you missed the Bill Goldberg interview, where he basically said AEW is way too cheesy and not good enough for him, but go back and check out that interview from Friday if you missed those. But Robert Grunder said, talking about fullback touchdowns, this is going back to the Wiegert interview, does Nebraska even have fullbacks on the roster? So yes, as a matter of fact, they do. They actually have a pretty good one who was banged up a lot last year, and he was a freshman. He was young. He didn't get to play a ton. But Janarian Bonner is a guy to keep your eye on. As we start to use fullbacks more and more, okay, if that is indeed what we do, we got a lot of wide receivers that are pretty good, tight ends that are good. Who knows what we're going to do? That's the guy who can play. And I've heard from people inside the facility that they think the world of him now that he's healthy. Okay, Barrett Libentritt, who is a junior, is also a guy to keep your eye on at the fullback position. All right, another comment came in. Blue Boston Terriers Rock. That's the name, not my opinion. Okay, I don't agree or disagree. Don't know much about Blue Boston Terriers, but he says Tuscaloosa ain't Lincoln. NIL money is probably a challenge in Alabama. And that's the only conclusion I can come to, is Saban's like, I can't do it the way I've done it. I don't think Alabama can keep up, which is mind-blowing to me. And it's interesting because there are some recruiting disadvantages to Nebraska. The state is phenomenal, but one of the advantages is NIL. There is money in Nebraska, and there are passionate fans and passionate people who want to help the program, from fans to business owners to people who have big pocketbooks and checkbooks to everybody who just wants to help the program. I think NIL actually helps Nebraska because of that. Saban's one of the best to ever do it. Comments didn't quite make a whole lot of sense to me, but I wish him the best on game day. He's a man who can definitely sell things, and I mean that in a positive manner. I think he's going to endear himself to college football fans pretty quickly as a general whole. All right, until next time, Husker Nation, go big red, and always remember to throw the ball.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Rose is your name, but when you poop, it sure don't smell like roses. Your number two burns the hair in my nose. But we fought hand in paw. Now your poop don't stink at all. Now that the air is clear, I'll treasure your front and rear, my sweet rose.
Instantly neutralize poop stink with Poop Fighter from World's Best Cat Litter for the world's best cat.